Collingwood's controversial report on the liberation of Paris set off celebrations around the world. But the liberation of Paris had not been fully completed. Indeed, there was confusion about whether any significant numbers of Allied troops were yet in the city at all. The next day, from just outside Paris, Larry Le Sueur reported the official military version and his own belief as an eyewitness of the state of affairs in Paris.
According to latest reports reaching this headquarters, Paris has not yet been entered by Allied troops. The French 2nd Armored Division is still outside the city. It's believed here that the French resistance groups are in possession of the center of Paris, but it's also certain that it's thick with Germans on the outskirts.
Le Sueur, who had been one of the last Americans to broadcast from a free Paris in June 1940, was the first American to actually broadcast from that city when it was finally liberated the next day, August 25th, 1944.